Welcome to Dentists, Implants, and Worms, helping you navigate the world of dentistry one vodka soda at a time. As always, from day one, this episode is brought to you by Boyd's Wine and Spirits on Mount Rushmore Road in Rapid City, South Dakota. The finest selection of bourbon and wine for miles around with cold beer, a growler station, and rock bottom prices. Now, here are your co-hosts, Drs. Justin Moody and Randy Huska.
All right, welcome to another episode of Dentists, Implants, and Worms. Helping you navigate the world of dentistry one vodka soda at a time. I am live with my co-host, Randy Huska, all the way from Vermilion, South Dakota, and myself, Justin Moody. How are you, buddy?
Well, it's a little chilly here, but we're okay.
Define chilly.
Well, today wasn't bad, 27 or so. But I think the high yesterday or the day before was like 4. Got to some minus 10 stuff.
Oh, that's a little cold.
And it's going to be 45 tomorrow. So
You're a ways away from our sponsor, down I-90 just a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure it's cold there.
Yeah, well,
I'm sure he had some antifreeze.
If it wasn't for Boyd's Wine and Spirits, this podcast wouldn't exist, or at least it wouldn't exist with quite as much without as much cocktail. So next time you're in Rapid City, South Dakota, please stop at Boyd's Wine and Spirits, where they have the best bourbon selection in all the land, growler station, and amazing prices. So stop in Mount Rushmore Road, Boyd's Wine and Spirits. Well, that's our first podcast at the beginning of the year. We got a few things to talk about, man.
Yeah, I got a little catching up to do.
Yeah, so it's been about, 3 weeks since you, 3 or 4 weeks since you were down in sunny Arizona. So
I don't think we didn't even record one when I was there, though.
Yeah, I know it. I don't know, you know, every time there's a damn course, time kind of goes away from us. So,
yep. Yeah, I wasn't there long.
Yeah.
Interesting enough, though, the other day I was online and I kept getting inquiries from you on Instagram on how to invest my money.
That is interesting. You know,
would you like to cover that?
There was a time on Instagram when I was trying to get people to invest I think it was $500 to make them $10,000. I hope you took advantage of that.
Like a good deal. I'm sure it was legit.
Yeah, I got on the 22nd of December, you know, imagine that I would know that date, but I got my Instagram account hacked. And if anyone's ever had that happen, you know, there's a couple things. So what you need to remember, this is actually a public service announcement. You know, we should have that little star that shoots through the air, you know, the more you know thing here.
Yeah, exactly.
If you get an email from Facebook or Instagram that says, are you changing your email address? If you're literally not doing it, you need to stop what you're doing and click the button that says, no, I'm not. because if you don't check your email frequently enough, which this is kind of a sore subject with me, you know, I think it was about 3 hours after they'd sent that to me before I'd found it. And I clicked the button and it said, not a valid email address. And I was like, well, that's weird. So then I went to my Instagram and they'd added a Y to my name. It said Dr. Justin Moody with two Ys at the end. And
Moody.
And so I don't know how I looked through. I don't remember clicking on any links or anything like that. But, you know, I have been cleaning out my, email address, so emails. So I don't know, but, so I didn't click in time and it says, you know, if you were doing this and if you are doing this, you need not do anything. Well, they have a little clock, and I think it's somewhere between 30 and 60 minutes. And if you don't do that, then they let the perpetrator actually change the email. And once they change the email, then they can go in there and then change your phone number.
And well, just the opposite, that they should not let it change after 60 minutes.
Well, that is correct. I've voiced my opinion on that's not the right way. So, so I would tell you that anyone that has a social media account that they value should go through there. And if you get to your settings, go through to a two-party authenticator and two-factor, and then it's your email and your cell phone, and you can even use three factors, and you can use like a Google authenticator, you know. But anyway, I would highly suggest you go to your settings and do that, because so a Nigerian, nothing is Nigerians other than this one that stole my Instagram account.
Nigerian prince?
he or she stole my account and proceeded to try to get my followers to invest. And I tell you, I spent, well, it was from the 22nd to the 28th. So 6 days. I got text message, emails, and calls from people that were like, you've been hacked, which I appreciated the deal. Biggest thing for someone to do is just report it right away. So ultimately, yeah, after about halfway through, I got enough people had reported it that they'd blocked the Nigerian out. But once you've lost your email and cell phone, you can no longer regain control of your account by yourself. So then I went through this process. I actually went on to Facebook and found a comment tab and started sending Facebook messages, because Instagram doesn't have an email or a telephone number that you can call. And if you don't have an account, they won't listen to you.
Some people might not know that Instagram and Facebook are owned by the same people.
Well, that is correct. True. So they definitely are. They're one and the same.
Yep.
So as I went through that process, to not much avail, I do know somebody that has some ties to Facebook, and I called them, and they said they would send an email. And a couple days went by, still didn't hear anything. So I called them again and said, hey, like, you had the chance. Well, then I got an email from Facebook one day. And so the minute I got it, man, they sent me a link, and the link didn't work. And then I sent them back an email, and it took another couple days. And then finally, I bothered my contact one more time, and about 20 minutes after that, I got an email that worked, and I had to create an email address that I'd never used in Facebook or anything. So I had one, and I put it on there, and that's now my new email address. And no, I'm not going to give it out. And and so I regained it, went through all the went to all my social medias, turned on the two-factor authentication, and I think I've got control over them. And so that's been my story.
Well, you know, that can be a real pain in the ass, because people go, I mean, when you have an Instagram, like, think of all the people that are Instagram happy on their in dentistry. There's a lot of people that just you do a lot of photos and all that stuff. I mean, Pathway does, Warhol, look at all the stuff he puts out, you know, and all these guys that are Instagram. So if they lose it, that's a big deal. I mean, there's value to it.
Well, there's value to it. And, you know, I think that, you know, we've got the Implant Pathway web Instagram account that Steve posts to, and, you know, I do as well, but I try to leave the blood and gore and the stuff on that one, because I don't think you're going to follow it if you're not interested in implant surgery.
No, probably not.
And then my personal one, you know, I kind of leave for education, and you know, I may post a picture of a wine glass or two on there.
Yeah, it's funny. Your wine glass. Chelsea said, "Hey, doesn't Moody have something in Napa or something in the summer?" Well, I said, "Yeah, it's a complications course." She said, "Can I go with you if you go to that?" I said,
"Yeah, you're coming. Well, it's dentistry. You don't have any choice."
I said, It's dentistry. I don't know if you want to go to it." Well, she said, "I don't have to go. I just want to go to Napa."
Correct. It is in the first full weekend in June. It's June. It's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday course, June 2, 3, 4. And it's a great course because we're done about 1:30, 2 o'clock every day. And then we make our way to a winery or two and then to dinner. And I think that it's one of the best courses that we put on. So, and you won't want to miss this one. This one's going to be the best ever.
So I heard.
Yeah. So, that's going to be good. But you know, I do like a glass of wine. And, so I actually, I started myself, another Instagram account just dedicated to wine. And I don't know if you followed it yet or not, but it's called In the Wine Mood.
I don't know if I did. I mean, I really can't stand wine, but maybe you'll teach me.
Yeah, well, I post some educational stuff on there. So today I try to post a little bit of something educational about, right now I'm talking about what's on a wine label and how can you tell where things are from and stuff. So you'll have to. I think I sent you an invite, but you blue checkers out there, you know, you probably get a million of those every day. So,
well, that's another thing I told you. I said, tell them to give you a blue check if you're having to go through all this shit.
Oh, I did, and that email was not responded to. So I'm pretty sure that I don't know how you can get that because I've seen people with
it
blue checks.
It seems random.
Well, I've seen people with blue checks with as little as 1,000 followers. And then I've been, you know, I've been following some of my, with my new Instagram, I've been following some of my favorite wineries. And, yeah. You know, there's some great Napa wineries that have 60, 70, 80,000 followers and they got no blue check.
Really?
So I don't know if there's no rhyme or reason to it, I don't think.
I just woke up one day and it was there. So.
Really? You never applied for it or said anything? Or?
I didn't.
MTV didn't just say, hey, wave their magic wand and said Randy needs it?
You know, I don't think so. I thought we were, I can't remember when I got it. I thought we were at the tail end of our, of that stuff. And that's when it happened. I don't remember. I don't remember.
Well, did you have a good Christmas with all the family?
We did. It's pretty laid back. No drama.
No drama's good.
It's always good. I'm not saying when you have a lot of daughters you get drama, but you know, it happens sometimes.
Happens from time to time.
Yeah. No, it's good. It was good. Now back to work.
I know, right? That's tomorrow morning.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but you're starting a new phase of your practice where Fridays are free.
Yeah, only 4 days a week now.
No.
So that'll be good.
Well, stranger things have happened. You know, you might even find yourself an associate in 2022. You never know.
Well, that's what T-Bone tells me.
Well, if you hang around him long enough, he's going to make you do it, so...
I know he is. So
now you're.
What do we got? Go ahead.
You're going to make your way down to Phoenix in a few weeks, aren't you?
I was just going to say, Voices of Dentistry, we got coming up here pretty quick.
Yeah, 21st, 22nd of January at the Hilton Hotel. Go to voicesofdentistry.com and register. This is the best dental meeting in the history of dental meetings. And
it's a damn fun one, that's for sure. I know a lot of guys and and women are really looking forward to it.
Well, I've heard that Josh Austin and Dottola have quite a presentation lined up. So
last time I was a wee bit hungover and I missed Dottola's, but I got there in time for Josh's. They put him at 8 a.m. on Saturday. That's a tough day.
That's a tough spot. I got confirmation that Gabe is on his way down.
All right. It's a party.
So, you know, it's a challenge to find out where Gabe's going to take his mid-afternoon nap at. So we'll...
We should sell raffle tickets or something.
Yeah, or we should like have a... We should have some kind of over and under on what time Gabe takes his nap.
It might depend which day.
Well, this is true.
Friday, I'm guessing, is going to be the wild one.
I'm coming in Wednesday
night to make sure.
You'll also have to get down to the symposium at the end of April.
Yep, got that marked off. I was going to say, I'm flying in Wednesday night for Voices just because flights are so screwy anymore. I don't want to miss. I want a full day of chance to make up for it if it gets screwed up.
Yeah, right. It's perfect. It's perfect. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. The same cast of characters plus plus quite a few more. I think there'll be, and that, you know, who else I got confirmation from? The actual Worm from Dennis Implants and Worms is coming to town.
Is he? Good for him.
John the Worm Lander is going to be on site.
Good, good, good. You know, I think people are just ready to get out and get to some meetings. I think it's been a long couple of years.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, everybody's kind of getting a little stir crazy in their houses, and especially when... you know, especially for in the north where you're stuck inside from the cold, you know, it'll be a should be a balmy 70 some degrees, or maybe even in the 80s.
Arizona's still pretty wide open with the masks and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, wide open. Yeah, yeah. I don't. It's pretty much just like Florida. There's nothing. There ain't nothing else going on out there.
And South Dakota.
Yeah, it's now, you know, it's not quite like Nebraska and South Dakota. Like, that's circa 2019. You know, it doesn't look any different than it did.
No, not really. Not really. Went to a Coyote USD basketball game. And, you know, you go there and you'll see a few couple people in masks. But in general, you know, it's pretty much wide open.
Yeah, and those wide open states don't seem to be much different than the ones that are locked down. So who knows? Hopefully this thing's coming to an end. 2022's got to bury this thing, right?
You'd think.
Yeah, well, we thought 2021 was too. So
we're thinking, this shit will be over by the end of the year. You know, so much for that.
So much for that.
Omicron.
Yeah. Yeah. Who did someone just wake up in the morning and decide to name these things, or is that Fauci's is that his deal?
Well, apparently the next one was supposed to be whatever, however you pronounce XI, but that's the name of the Chinese whatever he is. A leader, so they decided to pass it by and go to this one.
Oh. The China virus.
That's what I heard.
The China virus.
Yeah. The chi is that XI? I don't know. I guess I flunked Chinese.
I don't know either. Let's see what else. You know, we had the last fast track of the year. I think was that the week after you were here, or the week before? Proceed no, Fighter was doing good. You should give him a little shout out. You know, he was, He was battling a little health issue, so he's doing good now.
Yep. Oh, that's good. Yeah, I didn't see him. So whatever, I was there or not the weekend of that. I don't know what I was there for.
Are you there for the
board meeting?
Speaking of which, I think we ought to be pretty proud. Since April of 2018, we've given away over $30 million worth of dentistry.
That's a shitload.
I think that is the definition. I do. And for those docs listening to it, we use usual and customary fees. I think we use $2,000 for the placement of an implant and like $1,200 for the screw retained crown. So, we're not overinflating those numbers to get to a big number. Matter of fact, I think we're, probably below the average, even with those.
Sure. Even if it was only $15 million, it would still be pretty good.
Correct.
How many implants do you suppose it was? You probably know
it was over 10,000 implants since we started.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah, a touch over.
Shout out to BioHorizon.
What's that?
Little shout out to BioHorizon on that.
Yeah, we couldn't do this without BioHorizons. Donating, nearly 11,000 implants and all the biologics and the prosthetic parts, and that's the real, that's the other side of that that you don't see is that everyone that goes through our place gets their final restoration, or they go back to an office that provides that, and I think that's what makes us unique from the other programs and places. In the U.S. and around the world, is that the patient comes first. It's not about how many implants we place, but it's about the patient getting the right treatment in the right circumstance. So,
and when I go there, I really notice that these patients seem just like patients in the clinic, not like somebody that came in for a neat free implant or they just seem just like patients at my clinic.
Yeah,
they're coming there to replace a missing tooth, and it just doesn't seem different. Like they know the people, they come in. It's pretty cool.
Well, I think that I was looking at the numbers. We see each patient we see on average about 5 times in the course of a year. They are our patients, and our team knows them by their names, and just like your private practice and mine. And I think that's the unique opportunity, is to have a circumstance where the scenario is just like it is in your private practice. I mean, that's the goal of it, right? Is to
absolutely.
And most of these, the patients are, 99 point whatever are just, very grateful for, our services, and we're grateful for all of them. And, every once in a while you have a little hiccup or whatever. And,
how could you not with that many?
Yeah. I wish I could say that, every single one of those implants is in the perfect spot and surviving and not having any kind of issues, but, that's not real life. And we set out to do that on every single patient. And, if we have an outcome that isn't exactly what we're looking for, we'll take care of it and make sure it happens the second time. So, that's not that common. We always remember those patients because it's not that common, and we spend more time and effort, making sure that they're, well taken care of.
Yeah, things that don't go right always seem to stand out a little bit because it's a little more rare. I mean, even if you had a 99% success rate, that's still, I don't know math, but
well, that's still 10 out of 1,000. So that'd still be 40. We'd still have we'd still have a lot of issues.
Yeah, neither one of us are good at math.
No, I was trying to cover that up a little bit to get you to move on. So,
My Jethro Gazinta, 8 Gazinta 16, I don't know. But no, you guys, considering what you got going on there, the success rate is still very good.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Yeah, what else going on in your world? No more MTV.
No. They got some things in the oven here. It should pick up this spring, hopefully, but nothing that can be announced here, so I'll just leave it at
On, I was
that.
looking for another spot on the Us Weekly. You're not gonna give it to me?
No, I think Steve would throttle me. So no, not much going on here.
Can
Pretty
we
good
break
here
it?
at the old
Can we
hoosier,
break it on
huh?
the dental podcast, like when it's ready?
I don't know if she'll let me do that, but
One day early. Come on.
we'll see. But
We've done
no, had a good year here. Let's see. Yeah. We ended up right at 100 implants that I put in this year, so or last year, what I guess. So that was pretty good.
Hey, listen, so that is I tell people that I was like 4 a month or 1 a week, like that will make a huge difference in your practice. And if you're at 100, that's 2 a week,
It is.
on average. And they take the vacations out, like it's actually 2 and a decimal point per week. Like, that is what I think the goal is, and that is to add implants into your practice and make it a non-event.
Yeah. I think, let's see, what did I figure out? So implant associated treatment, which would be crowns, implant crowns or overdentures and all that, made up, I think, one fourth of my production. And I'm not that far into my implant experience, really. 3 years, 4 years, 3 years, whatever we started. So, it's not just as far as production. I mean, you do your implant, then there's all the things come after it, and there's not much things easier than when you're doing a single implant crown and you do the Sirec. You just come in, pop that thing in there from through abutment, scan it. Takes less than 15 minutes. Takes less than 15 minutes to put it in 2 weeks later. That's a pretty slick deal.
I think that Chris and I were just talking, and she was looking at her year-end numbers, and I think she was at like 49 or 48 implants, and this was like her first full year of implementing them into a practice that had zero placement prior to the year. So
For someone who doesn't like to see blood.
I don't yeah, she just moved off, but yeah, that is kind of her slogan. She doesn't like blood. And but she's got that Sprint Ray, like she's got that single unit guided surgery workflow down. And that there is absolutely nothing wrong with that.
No, that's what I use until you can't. You get someone who opens their mouth like this and goes, ah, and you can't get the damn thing in there. So it's good to know how to do it without.
It really is. And damn, I was trying to think of T-Bone had told her something about it. If she walks back in here, I'll get the slogan about it. But it's something, something like, you don't have to, you don't have to go all the way in to be good. Like if you're at,
How many times have I heard that?
yeah, right. Like if you're just gonna be getting in single implants in with surgical guides, like that, and that's all the farther you go, like that's perfect.
Yeah, that's true. You don't have to be throwing full arches in and everything.
So I think that I think the climate is still great for implants. There's a lot of I mean, we can never replace all the teeth, you know. I mean, we're always going to come up against the limiting factor, and that's always money. You know, like, you know, it's unfortunate that things are so damn expensive, but just is what it, you know, just is what it is. But I think that, you know, places like New Horizon and stuff, and, you know, I would venture to guess that more of these places, you know, hopefully will pop up to serve the people like we serve the people of the, you know, the Phoenix Valley and, you know, a little beyond. But that's a pretty small portion of, you know, this big country.
Well, yeah, it is. And I don't know what opportunities will arise for people across the country. But I've really found that people come in expecting implants almost. Like, you know, if they're losing a tooth and say, well, how long till I can get an implant? You know, they're educated.
Well, I think you're exactly right. You know, you got people that are, well, you have companies like, you know, Clear Choice or Affordable Dentures that, you know, are doing so much marketing out there that it's elevating the awareness. Really.
Kind of that rising tide raises all ships shit.
Yeah, I can see that.
Shit, something like that.
Yeah, that's a good quote. Yeah, you, I think you nailed it on that.
There you go. Let's see. What else we got going on? I don't know. Just another year.
Come well, on, you got any goals for this year? Anything you want to get done in 2022?
Yeah, I want to get into the some full arch stuff. Even though we just said you didn't have to get into full arch stuff, but it seems like the next logical step.
Well, by the 7th of January, the new implant pathway website should be launched. And I think that you'll find two sets of courses for the full arch continuum from Barrett and Raj on there. So you might just have to come down and utilize your pass.
Well, that would be remarkably generous. But yeah, I was actually looking into that. I had texted Austin to see when that, but he didn't have the dates yet.
Yeah, well, they just gave them to us a couple days ago, so we're yep. You can call or text him, and I think he'll get you signed up now. So
that would be good.
Yeah, because that's
of course. Were they going to do? Someone was going to do IV sedation too. Is that happening?
I don't know about the IV sedation. No, we do the regular sedation one with Dr. Magoo out of North Carolina, and that's just that oral sedation. But I think that
when I took that one that you guys were talking about doing IV sedation course, I didn't know if it happened.
It's just been a little bit harder to get. You know, every state's got such strict. regulations on doing that, and we want to, you know, we're trying to develop a course that will satisfy each and every state, you know. Ooh. So
yeah, that'd be tough. But, you know, you can only offer so many courses of so many things too.
Well, I know it. You know, there's you know, that would require us to expand a little bit, so yeah. You never know what might happen in 2022.
Yeah, you never know. Jesus Christ.
You never know.
I'm sure something will happen.
Yeah, well, I think we'll be just fine this year.
I know you're going to be busy.
We are going to be busy. Got two fast tracks. Let's see. Let me look at the schedule here. We got two fast tracks of, and Voice of Dentistry in January. And then we're going out to Oceanside, California for sessions 2 and 3. And then we got an advanced fast track. And then Got another fast track. Got a Chris has got a same day smile course. I've got a end first part of March. I've got
February.
Yeah, same day smile course is 24, 25, 26 of February.
That's when I'm trying to get my father in law there to flick those teeth that weekend.
Yeah, because it's on that. There's a fast track going on there, so let's get him. Let's just. Yeah, we'll make sure we get him in that one.
Well, Caldwell was talking to me about it a little bit, too. I don't know what she's got planned.
Let's see, what else? March is busy. We got I got a full arch continuum in first March, then a session four. Then we're going out to Atlanta, Georgia to do a sessions two and three right in front of the ICOI winter meeting. Then we come back to a fast track.
When's the ICOI winter meeting?
17, 18, 19 in Atlanta.
Of what month?
March.
March.
You might have to go
to Atlanta. Never been to Atlanta.
No.
Other than landing an airport and driving away.
Well, it might be time to go.
I might be able to do that. I don't know.
Why not?
The girls, just like every office, my team up front loves it when I say, you know that day that we have scheduled? Scratch it.
Scratch that day.
Of course, if I had an associate, I suppose that'd be all right. Huh?
We should try. Should we try to get T-Bone on the line here to discuss that? We'll save that. We'll save that for another podcast.
Yeah, Voices of Dentistry. After some fireball, we'll get lively.
Hey, did you know that we've got a keg of fireball now? We got a keg with a dispenser that holds 2.5 gallons.
You know, when that came out, I sent a picture to Austin. He said, I cannot confirm nor deny that we already have that. But man, you guys are on the ball.
Well, we've also got the dispenser too, and you know people like it cold, so I got to figure out maybe have the keg over on ice on one side and the dispenser on the other.
Oh Lord, help us! Hey, you also, I'll throw out a shout out. You got a complications course in Bourbon Country in October, correct?
Oh yeah, bourbon and blunders.
Perfect. I might have to go to that one too. It's
the 27, 28, 29 of October out in Louisville.
Oh, that'll be good for the people on that side of the country, you know.
Yep. Yeah, some bourbon and blunders.
That's funny. That's a good name.
I can't take credit. I think Chris and Brittany came up with that. So,
what's the Napa one called?
Uncorking complications.
Oh, okay, good.
You got, and they're working on a third series for the 2023, and you're gonna like this. It's gonna be on dentures and dive bars down in New Orleans.
Oh, how cool is that? So, who's involved in that one?
Well, that one's still on the got to get scheduled on the calendar block, but that's sneak peek of what we're going to be doing in 2023. So, you know, we try to keep our schedule out about 18 months. So it's kind of interesting. We're already working on the first 6 months of 2023 for our schedules.
Man, you're way more organized than me. I go out about 2 weeks.
I probably get so much trouble for my. Probably send you a hard calendar. I should send your office a hard calendar, and I'll circle the dates. They'll just close you out on.
Well, there you go. They'd probably like that. We had one had a hygienist with COVID here last whatever. She'll be able to come back tomorrow.
Oh well, that's good time. Good time to have it, I guess. If you're going to be on some time off.
Yeah, but other than that, been pretty light. It's the only one.
Now, same here. We went We went up to Bend, Oregon, actually a little place called Sun River, and hung out all last week. And there was about 2.5 feet of snow there. It was they do a lot of skiing and stuff in that part of the central Oregon. So it was pretty, and just kind of worked a little every day on my laptop, and then got out in the snow a little bit and just kind of recharging for the next year.
You went skiing?
No, I did not. I saw skis.
My skis are long retired.
Yeah, I feel like that's a knee or a wrist or something just waiting to end up in an orthopedic surgeon's office. So.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah, I didn't think so. So, all right, sir. Well, I've got a couple of podcasts in the hopper here, so we'll be hopping on maybe next week to interview a few characters.
That'd be a good time.
All right, sir. Well, have a good start to 2022 at work, and we'll catch you soon on another episode.
Absolutely, and of course at Voices of Dentistry.
And Voices of Dentistry. We'll be podcasting away there. So who do we got there on the screen?
That's Clyde. Clyde, that's Clyde? The French Bulldog.
Oh, Clyde.
Say goodbye, Clyde.
All right, from Dennis Implants and Worms, from Randy and myself, take care, and we'll catch you on another episode. Cheers.
Yeah.
That concludes another episode of Dentists, Implants, and Worms. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for telling a friend and throwing 5 stars at us on iTunes. Catch you on another episode. And don't forget the fireball. Cheers.